Here I am at Limerick Station, Concolbert Station. It was renamed in 1966. So the first train came in 1948, but the station wasn't completed until it came in 1848. Station not completed 1858. Look at this more modern extension. So trains to Dublin have to change at Limerick Junction to Cork and so forth. Limerick Junction being in Tipperary. All right. So yeah, all these flags up, Limerick flags for the All Ireland hurling final. Anyway, so I think Limerick won. They don't think much GAA. So yeah, a fine 19th century building. Pity named after that terrorist who got a lead injection on the 8th of May 1916. He was from around here, Limerick, but he moved to Dublin. I can't remember what job he did there, but he was involved in the Irish Volunteers. And then he used to teach the boys of St. Enda School, that's Patrick Pearse's school, how to march. All right, a bit of a pity around here. Some of the kind of ugly modern buildings, even though we're near the People's Park over there, near Perry Square, donated by the local aristocrat, got an obelisk to his glory in there. But look at these buildings. It's redolent of the decrepit old Limerick of old when things were falling apart here on Boherboy. I don't know, it's not street or anything like that. And look at the old railway hotel, and the weeds are growing out of it. So it's been disused for years. It was here 6 years ago, being abandoned. I suppose it wouldn't be good as a hotel. Train travel's not so important in the old days. This was here because people had trains very early in the morning or arrive very late at night. To be really close to the railway station doesn't matter anymore. But you need a hotel with parking, and they obviously want space. They want a function room, you know, for weddings and stuff like that. Big dining rooms. They want a swimming pool and a gym. Okay, that's 4 and 5 star hotels. Even cheaper hotels is not very suitable. And these buildings, you know, just abandoned permanently. And some of the kind of very plain late 20th century low-cost housing is near here. There are Turkmen people have moved in, and there's a Turkmen fast food place down there that I saw, and I was ate in it 6 years ago. It's astonishing, because they were staggered that I could say to them, you know, things like bon appetit and thank you in Turkmen, just because it's the same as Kazakh. Okay, Parnell Street here, named after the leader of the Irish Home Rule Party. The man from Avondale, County Wicklow, buried there in Glasnevin Cemetery, Dublin. All right, here into the railway station, where they've got a good left luggage service. They let me leave my luggage, even though it's not actually really open today, wouldn't even charge me. Now that is decency. That's one of the things that's so magnificent about Ireland. There's such liberality. Okay, toodle-pip.